The goal is to keep growing every day. Amid the many exigencies of daily life and business, it's easy to forget not only to pace for growth, but to prioritize it. In my late 30s, I was flying around the country to companies, giving speeches about organizational behavior. This work paid well, and I liked it. But my mentor, Dr. Paul Hersey, showed me that it was holding me back. "You're too good at what you're doing," he told me. "You're making too much money selling your day rate to companies." This sounded so much like praise that I almost missed the heart of his critique. "You're not investing in your future," he said. "You're not researching and writing and coming up with new things to say. You can continue doing what you're doing for a long time, but you'll never become the person you want to be." Because I respected Paul, I heeded his advice. He was right after all. If I stayed comfortable, eventually I'd get bored or disaffected, and by then it might be too late for me to follow another path. Unless I cut back on the work I was doing, I would never create something new for myself. I wouldn't grow, and I'd end up sacrificing the future on the altar of today, as Peter Drucker has said. Pacing for growth is filled with thoughtful strategies for avoiding these and other mistakes.